AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House says it was a Navy admiral who ordered the second strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean in September. Saka Magani has details.
The strikes come under bipartisan scrutiny amid a published report that Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth verbally ordered the strike to kill survivors of the first hit. Asked about it last night.
I wouldn't have wanted that, not a second strike.
Still, President Trump defended Hegseth.
Pete said he did not order the death of those two men.
But today,
Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes.
Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt referring to Frank Bradley, whom she says worked well within the law. On Capitol Hill,
we have real evidence that extrajudicial killings are taking place.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says he believes Congress will have bipartisan probes to investigate potential war crimes as the administration targets Caribbean vessels. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More talks over President Trump's proposed plan for ending Russia's war in Ukraine. Susie Bland reports from Kyiv. His envoy, Steve Witkoff, is expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday.
Who the West has failed to influence since the invasion began, despite imposing a myriad of sanctions. But diplomats face an uphill struggle to try and reconcile Ukraine and Russia's red lines. Both Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin have cautiously welcomed the outlines of the US plan. Still, officials on both sides have indicated a long road ahead because there seem to be major sticking points that appear unresolved, such as Ukraine ceding territory and how to ensure Ukraine's future security.
And one of the sons of imprisoned Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo has pleaded guilty to drug trafficking charges in federal court in Chicago. This is AP News. With nonprofits facing uncertainty with cuts to government grants and many Americans cutting back, Julie Walker reports there's an all-out push on this Giving Tuesday for people to be generous.
Giving Tuesday reminds us, you know, that generosity is not just seasonal, that it's the soul of a compassionate society.
That's author Lisa Rowland, the founder of Animal Ashram. She also donates to other charities.
The way that we treat animals reveals how we treat the vulnerable. And Giving Tuesday gives us a chance to raise the bar for both of them.
Rowland sums it up this way.
The world isn't waiting for heroes. People need to know that. It's waiting for givers.
Last year, donations reached $3.6 billion. Julie Walker, New York.
It's more news and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.